Hi, this is Andy Nathan, and this is Tales from a Digital Marketer. Today we're going to be talking about the most important questions you need to ask to get your digital marketing off and running successfully. With that, just remember, if you do have any further questions yourself about how to improve your digital marketing, feel free to schedule a call with me at andynathan.net/schedule. Okay, so let's start. First of all, if you're going to create a plan and you want to be able to execute that, you need to start by asking these important questions. First of all, what are your SMART goals? And when I say SMART, I don't just mean like, hey, you're smart. I mean specific, measurable, actionable results and time-oriented goals, because that's what a SMART stands for. So if you don't have SMART goals, you need to start figuring out what those are today. Think about what you want to do and how you want to achieve it, and make sure you're as specific as possible. So that's number one. Number two, what's your USP? What makes you unique? If you're not unique in business today, you're just going to mix in with every other business that's out there. And in an area where you have 440 or 500 minutes of YouTube video uploaded on every minute, and when you have millions of tweets going out, that's not going to work. You need to be able to figure out a way to stand out from others. Which leads to number three. How do you stand out? Well, you find an audience where you can stand out. There are so many different audiences out there on social media, on different websites. If you do searches, you're going to have to figure out a way to stand out with your audience. And you do that by picking an audience that needs your help, that needs something that you could offer them. Number four, what are your top three competitor sites? All right, I know I'm just talking to you about standing out, but if you understand who your competitors are, then you get a better idea of one, what makes you different. Two, you could start to add more value than what your competitors offer. And three, then you could start to see what they do right so you can mimic that as well. It's okay to not start from scratch. While I'm saying be different, make sure that you're not just reinventing the wheel to reinvent the wheel. See what others do that is right. Take that, but then add more. All right. So for example, if you're doing a blog post and you see that your top three competitors each have a blog post on a similar topic, well, don't just write the same blog post. Figure out how you could write that blog post and add more to that blog post so it looks even better than what they have. That's how you truly build a business. Number five, what's the call to action or next steps you want your audience to take? Because you are doing digital marketing, you need to be able to drive them to the next step. They're not always going to see that. Even though it might be blindingly obvious to you that the next step is for them to call you or the next step is to schedule an appointment, you need to make that very, very clear. That is the reason why in every podcast I say, hey, look, I'd love to be able to talk to you. Schedule a free consultation with me. That's the reason why you're going to be able to make sure you have a clear call to action to let people know what the next step is so they can do business with you. Number six, what's your budget? If your answer is as little as possible, there's probably not much you can do. The challenge is that you have to have some type of budget that allows you to do what you want to achieve with your business. You have to figure that out. You don't have to be like Apple or Bank of America that has like a $2 billion budget, but you have to have some budget to help you market your services. Seven, what type of content are you going to create that will help you build your business? When you're doing this, you need to think about your message. You need to think about the type of copy that you write. So, for example, think about three adjectives that describe your company. When you're creating your content, how would you intersperse those adjectives into your copy? So, if you're a modern company, how do you seem modern? If you want to be wise, how do you show everyone that you're smart? Don't just say it, do it. Use your content to help you promote your business. And by doing that, that's how you can grow. That's how you could show them that you're better. All right. When I was creating content for my business, I was blogging every single day. What I was showing is that I work hard and I will work hard for you. And I blogged every single day for 3 years until all of a sudden I had so many clients, I couldn't blog anymore on my own site. So find that one thing that separates you. And when you do that, that's how you grow your business. So I hope this helps. This is Andy Nathan. Take these 7 lessons, these 7 questions, and start using it to build your business and then execute on it. Do it. It's time to make that happen and make those questions into a reality. Again, this is Andy Nathan. Make sure that 1, you have SMART goals. 2, what's your USP? 3, what are your competitor sites? 3, who's your audience? 4, what are your competitor sites? 5, what's your CTA or next steps? 6, what's your budget? And 7, what content will you create to make that a reality? Again, this is Andy Nathan. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me today. Go to andynathan.net/schedule.